Welcome to today's news discussion. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Sean. Let's dive into the stories making headlines today.
Google's parent company, Alphabet, is planning to release 32 million specially treated mosquitoes in California and Florida. This initiative aims to combat diseases like West Nile virus.
That's a huge number. How does this method work?
The program uses male mosquitoes carrying a bacterium that prevents eggs from hatching. This targets disease-carrying Culex mosquitoes.
So it's a form of biological control. Are there any concerns about releasing such a large number of mosquitoes?
The proposal is now before the Environmental Protection Agency for approval. The phased rollout will span 2 years across both states.
I see. And what's the expected outcome of this initiative?
The goal is to reduce the population of disease-carrying mosquitoes, thereby decreasing the incidence of diseases like West Nile virus.
That makes sense. Have there been any similar initiatives in the past?
Yes, similar methods have been used in other parts of the world to control mosquito populations.
Okay, got it. So this is part of a broader strategy to combat mosquito-borne diseases.
Exactly. Now, let's move on to another story. There's been a bear attack in northeast Japan, injuring 4 people.
What are the details of this incident?
The bear attacked people in 2 factories and a residential area in Fukushima. Police and media reports confirm this.
That's alarming. Are there any indications of why the bear was aggressive?
The articles mention that there has been a jump in bear sightings as the animals emerge hungry from hibernation.
I recall reading that last year was particularly bad for bear attacks in Japan. Were there a lot of fatalities?
Yes, a record 13 people were killed by bears in Japan last year, and there were over 230 reported attacks.
Wow, that's a significant increase. Is there any connection between the bear attacks and environmental factors?
The Environment Ministry suggests that the rise in attacks could be due to bears encroaching on human habitats as they search for food.
That ties into broader concerns about habitat loss and climate change, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Let's move on to another story. There's been a tragic shooting in Iowa, resulting in 7 deaths, including the suspect.
What do we know about the circumstances surrounding the shooting?
Authorities identified the gunman as Ryan Willis McFarland, who killed 6 individuals across 3 separate locations before dying from a gunshot wound.
The police say it was a domestic-related dispute. Were the victims all family members of the suspect?
Yes. According to the preliminary investigation findings, all victims were found to be family members of the suspect.
That's horrific. Have there been any other similar incidents recently?
While I don't have information on other recent incidents, this one is particularly tragic due to the number of victims and the familial connection.
It's always disturbing to hear about such incidents. Is there any more information on the investigation?
The police are still investigating, but the initial findings point to a domestic dispute as the motive.
Okay, let's move on to the last story for today.
Archaeologists are digging beneath Notre Dame Cathedral to explore historical layers dating back to Roman Paris.
That's fascinating. What have they uncovered so far?
The excavation started after the cathedral was rebuilt following the 2019 fire. They're exploring as far back as 2,000 years ago.
I can imagine it's a complex process. Are there any specific findings that have stood out?
The articles mention that they're uncovering 1,700 years of history, but they don't specify particular artifacts yet.
It's exciting to think about what they might find. Will this excavation be ongoing for a while?
Likely, yes. Archaeological digs can take years, if not decades, to complete.
That's true. Well, it's been great discussing these stories with you, Sarah.
Likewise, Sean. It's been a pleasure exploring these diverse news stories together.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else we should touch on?
I think we've covered the main stories. It's time to sign off.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye, and see you later.